Game 2 of 3 between the Mariners and Yankees. Bird is the word. Greg Bird has just been activated from the 60-day disabled list. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. The Chief, Jacoby Ellsbury at the plate.
Line drive, base hit to left field. Scoring is Castro. Here comes Bird. Here's the throw. Bird is out. High fly ball down the left field line. And that ball is gone. A home run for Ruiz. And the game is tied at one.
A runner's lead at first and second. It'll be a 1-0. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He Els buries it in the right field seats. Everything is Jake with Jacoby. He hits a three-run home run, and the Yankees take a 4-1 lead.
First and second with one man out. Swing and a miss. Gamble with a fly ball to center. And that'll do it.
6-3 Yankees is your final score. Sonny Gray gets the win. He's now 8-8 overall and 2-for-3 with the Yankees this season. Giovanni Gallardo goes 5 2/3, allowing 4 runs on 4 hits with 5 walks. He drops to 5-10. Jacoby Ellsbury goes 2-for-4 with a home run and 4 RBIs in the Yankees' 6-3 victory over the Mariners. Here's Ellsbury on why he thinks he performed so well against Giovanni Gallardo.
Jacoby, you came into this afternoon hitting 353 against Gallardo. Why do you think you see the ball so well against him?
I just try to keep my approach simple. You know, I was fortunate enough today to have runners on. I thought we had some good at-bats. It was nice scoring with runners in scoring position, and Sonny did a tremendous job.
I was going to ask you, after yesterday, is there a sense of relief as a team when you not only score early but score in big situations like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it takes the pressure off the starting pitcher, and then it takes a little pressure off the offense, you know, knowing we didn't execute like we wanted to yesterday.
You mentioned Sonny Gray, 7 innings strong, 9 strikeouts along the way. What type of an asset can he be down the stretch?
I mean, he's a big game pitcher. He has tremendous stuff. He's a competitor, and you know, happy we have him on our side.
Sonny Gray goes 7 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits with 9 strikeouts. Here's Joe Girardi on Gray's performance.
I thought he had good command today. I thought his breaking ball was pretty sharp. Strikeouts, he got a bunch of strikeouts today, which I think were really important. And, you know, 7 really good innings for us.
You've only seen him a handful of times, but do you feel like he's really settled in here?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's comfortable. I think he's used to the way things work around here. I think he understands his routine now, which is good.
Ellsbury talked about how the hit in the second and in the fourth felt like took the pressure off the offense a little bit after yesterday. Did you get that sense in the
game? Yeah, especially the 3-run homer. You know, I thought that that was a huge hit, because that rally started with no one on, 2 outs. And then for him to come up big like that, I thought that was the one that really relaxed him.
You had mentioned before the game you're in the business of production. You produce, you'll play. Is he slowly earning more play?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely played better. So I know I got to give Guardy a spell here, and I got to give Judgy a spell here. So, you know, I got to pick my spots.
Wally.
John Ellsbury, obviously the role that he's in now is not the role that you brought him here for. Have you noticed any kind of unhappiness or discontent in him with this role? And if not, what does it say about him?
Well, I think he's handled it pretty well. It's not easy when you've been the player that Jake has been, and not to play every day, but he's ready every day. And I think he's handled it really well, and I think he cares about winning. I think that's what it says. He cares about winning, and the fact that he's prepared to play every day tells me a lot about him.
Clap.
Joe, the difference in Gray today from his last start was pretty marked, and he did have an extra day's rest. I mean, I know you have voiced your opposition to a 6-man rotation, but
just understand it's when you're playing every day, and you have a 25-man roster. I have not necessarily said that I wouldn't do it later on. I'm not sure I will, but it's just really hard because you don't. I mean, we're carrying 8 guys in the bullpen now, and at times we're struggling.
I mean, you do acknowledge that he pitched a lot better today. Was there a cause and effect, you think, because he had an extra day's rest?
You know, he's pitched pretty well. We haven't scored runs. I mean, it's the bottom line. We haven't scored runs for him. So I don't know. The extra day may have helped him at this point. I think he's fairly rested because of the rest he had before, and he's used to working on, you know, on his normal day. But and it's a team that he knows. You know, so he probably knows how to attack this club better than some of the clubs that he's faced.
Harp, to your right, Joe.
Joe, what do you think of Bird's at-bats and what kind of impact do you think he can have?
Really good. His at-bats, very patient, really good eye today, which is what we're used to seeing from Greg. I think he could have a big impact.
On the right still, Joe.
Joe, how important is it for the offense to put up a six spot like they did today after not having a good showing the day before?
You know, I think it's important because we had put some runs up in Detroit, and then, you know, we got shut down yesterday and had a lot of opportunities to bounce back. I think it's important. Now you try to win the series tomorrow.
Joe, what's impressed you the most about Sonny since he's been here, and was today an example of any of that kind of coming to bear?
I just think the way he handles his business. You know, he came here and people had a lot of high expectations on him, and he makes two or three starts where we don't score any runs, and he's handled that extremely well. He just continues to go out and do what he's supposed to do, and when we score runs, he wins.
Eric.
Joe Canley had a few bad appearances before the game in Detroit, maybe got overshadowed. He struck out three guys before the mm-hmm. Cabrera thing, so that's two straight decent outings. What have you seen from him the last couple?
You know, I think he's been ahead in the count. I think it's important for him, you know, so he can use his really good changeup and he can make guys chase. So I think that's been the big thing.
Meredith.
Joe, early in the game in that second inning, I believe, are you okay with that bird send there? And is that
just a matter of
not scoring a lot of runs lately, trying to make something happen?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to say that, you know, he shouldn't have done it when he was safe. It's a perfect throw. It happens. It's a quick judgment on Joe's part. I don't have a problem with it. It just didn't work out.
Larry.
You mentioned you were looking for time. Guys, with Judge right now, are you looking because you think he needs some rest or because of the way he swings?
No, I think at some point during a 29 out of 30 day stretch, he's going to need a day off. Besides just the one scheduled.
Sonny Gray got the loss against the Red Sox last Sunday, but came out on top on Saturday against the Mariners. Here's what he thinks was the difference this time around.
I think overall it was just I got kind of my breaking balls, curveball and slider going early. And my fastball was kind of erratic earlier in the game. But Rowe really, we were on the same page, and he really got me back in it with my fastball and my breaking balls. Both of them were good all day.
Did an extra day of rest, was that helpful?
I don't think it helps or hurts.
Can you talk about Romine? How did he do that? What does he do with you?
He's just helped me stay in it, stay with my fastball, and so a lot of times when there's some, you're off just a tick on a certain pitch, you know, you have to continue to throw it in order to hopefully, you know, get it back. And that was, we were able to throw some more strikes on my fastball a little bit later in the game.
You seem to use that curve a lot in particular. How much did that help you with the 9 strikeouts?
Yeah, it was big. Like I said, I had good breaking stuff today, so it was important to use. So that was just what we did.
Said that the lack of run support, you know, hasn't had an impact on you, but how much of a boost is it when Jacoby hits the 3-run homer to 4-1?
Yeah, that was huge. That was such a big part, big moment in the game. I think they got two quick outs, and then we put together some really good at-bats, and then Jacoby comes up with the big hit. And, you know, from then on, you know, we felt really good about ourselves, and It was a really big turning point in the game for sure.
What does that do for you?
For me, I'm going out there trying to put up a zero, whether that happens or not. But at the same time, it does give you a little bit of, it kicks you in the butt a little bit to go out there and get three outs.
Breaking stuff today, or was that the most impressive part for you?
I'm just happy to win a ball game.
In his return from the 60-day disabled list, Greg Bird goes 1-for-2 with 2 walks and a run in the Yankees' 6-3 victory over the Mariners. Here's what he had to say.
Good. It was fun. Good win by us, and it was fun to be a part of.
Joe said he was pretty pleased with your at-bats. Feels like you're patient, seeing the ball well. How do you evaluate the at-bats?
Yeah, no, it was a good day. I just tried to carry over what I've been working on, and that's staying patient and having good at-bats. So try to keep things simple and keep it rolling.
As you come back, how cool is it to see that sort of two-out rally and the way that all played out and gave you guys the big jolt?
Yeah, it's just fun to be a part of it again, really. It's fun to be back in the stadium, back with the guys playing. So that was a fun one, and we'll keep it going.
Greg, you said that you tested yourself in terms of running all sorts of different ways. The play where you're getting sent home, you know, is there any hesitation, or are you able to totally put that out of your mind?
No. I mean, I was running. I feel great, honestly. It's great being out there, and there's no limitations. So keep working, get a better jump, and hopefully score next time.
On that slide, were you trying to do something different there? I mean, did you mean to not have your leg?
I was just trying to get my hand in, really, is what I mean, because obviously I wasn't going to get my leg in. I didn't feel like, so I was just trying to sneak my hand in. I figured that was my best shot. I mean, obviously replays kind of changed that a little bit, so I'm trying to be sneaky.
Is there a dramatic difference in terms of how you feel, in terms of the leg now or the ankle, as opposed to earlier in the year, at the plate especially?
Yeah, well, everywhere, honestly. Moving around, just in a lot of different ways. And it's great, really. It's good. It's good now, and I'm excited to move forward, really. So it's exciting to be a part of it and get back out on the field.
Did that prevent you kind of from maybe finishing your swing before, or just feeling comfortable when you were swinging?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of different things, but now it's better, and it's great to be able to move on. Honestly, it is what it is. It's part of baseball, you know. So you go out and try to make adjustments, and feeling good now, and that's great.
Joe said you might not be in the same baseball shape as the rest of these guys who've played all year. Where do you put your baseball?
I feel good. I feel fresh. I haven't really played a whole lot. So as far as that goes, good. I think I'll continue to feel better and better just as I get my get back into the game, whatever you want to call it. But right now, I feel good. I feel great on my rehab assignment, and I feel good.
Masahiro Tanaka takes the mound for the Yankees on Sunday in the series finale.